Today's learning from the initial time lives in Mashiach, Moshe, and Neil Ritka, and Moshe, Israel, to be a source for Shalom, Achaim, Hashim, and Malkim, and Brach, Masar, Malkim, at Kitzim, and Fegaldina, source for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. I realized after we learned last week that I skipped a sif. So let's back up over here a little bit. We'll chazer over. We're holding a Milah Simen Reish Mem, continuing the Hiltas Tznias and Hiltas Tach Mishamita. And let's go to Sif Base. Also, Lestakel by Samakim, a man is not allowed to stare at his wife's private part. Shekol Hamestakel Sham Ein Loy Beishes Panim. Anybody who stares at that does not have Busha. Va'Oiva Al Bahatzne Leches Im Hashem. We're supposed to live our life in Snias. Umarva Habusha Meil Panov. And you basically take one of the characteristics of a Yid is that we are Beishanim. We are people who are embarrassed, and this person is shedding that midah from him. Shekolam is bayish, ain't a chayta. One of the things that prevents us from sinning is we are embarrassed. We're embarrassed to sin, whether we're embarrassed to sin from the Rabbi Nishalem, which is the reason that we shouldn't sin, or we are embarrassed to sin because somebody else is going to see us sin. So embarrassed, at least, even though that's not maybe the ultimate reason that we shouldn't sin, is because we're going to be embarrassed that someone's going to catch us sinning. It's not just talking about in this topic, but in any topic. But still, if that's what prevents us from sinning, that helps us. So, and this person is not a Baishan. Uksivu Bavitiya Yira Sayal Panechem, you have the Yira Hashem on your face, Zoya Busha. Levilti Sechatoy, it helps us not sin. Va'oint, the Kamagari Yitzhar Benafshe. One of the things that the Mechaber mentioned, that yes, there's a mitzvah of Aina, that we have a chiyuv to give our wife the Aina that the Torah requires. We also, if we're doing it because, if not, we're going to have a Yetzirah and going to ultimately cause us to sin. So we're using that to keep ourselves from not having a Yetzirah for other things. That's appropriate. But to create a bigger Yetzirah amongst ourselves, so now you're just causing yourself to have that Yetzirah, that is not appropriate. V'kolshkin, and certainly Anoshik Sham, somebody who does a Nishika, She'oival Kaleila, not only over on all these things, we know that there's an Isser, and the Chacham expand on this, doing anything that is considered disgusting is Ivan Bal Tashaksu. Okay, so that was Sif Dal. There's no Mishavur on that, so we can continue on. Sif Hey, we did partially last week, but I couldn't remember the whole thing. Hula Matav Hila Maila, if he is on the bottom and she is on top, Zay Derech Azaz, that's the way of Azaz, Shim Shushnaim Ke'echad, if they're lying side by side, Zay Derech Ikesh, that's a way of crookedness. Again, this was the Shita Rabbi Yechon Darvai that the Mechaber basically follows. Siv Vav, I believe we did. If I'm not mistaken, I just want to make sure that we finished the whole Siv Vav. Yes, we did Siv Vav. Okay, so now let's go ahead. We had skipped that, so let's go ahead to Siv Zayin. Set page 306 for those looking inside. Says the Mechaber Siv Zayin. Lo yishamish b'tchilas halayla v'loy b'sofa. You're not supposed to do tashmish at the beginning of the night or at the end of the night. We'll see. This is referring to in places that there were multiple people living in the same house and the walls were within. If somebody's in the middle of Tashmish, he hears other people, that is likely to cause him to think about other people. And one of the things that we learned early on, that it's not appropriate to think about a different woman during Tashmish. Elabam Talaila, when it is quiet, says the Mishabur, but Chil Talaila. If by waiting, his Yetzahara is overtaking him, and therefore it's causing him to have inappropriate thoughts, potentially can come to Shechva Zera. This is a nice thing, but it's not something that should trump the prevention of you having inappropriate thoughts. Says the Mechaber Siv Ches, V'yashamish Be'emim Me'ira. So we'll see, once again, this is a very, very high madrega that the Mechaber is describing over here. But let's, like we said in the beginning, we are not passing halacha here. We are going to learn the Mechaber and the Mishabura. V'yashamish be'emim v'yir. When a person's having a tashmish, it should be be'emim v'yir. K'moisha amra Rabbi Eleza. They said about Rabbi Eleza, shoy megala tefach u'mechasa tefach. He would uncover a tefach and cover a tefach. We'll see what that means. K'm, v'doyme k'misha k'foyeshe. That when he would do the act, he would appear as if some, as someone is being forced by a shade to do something, perish. The aim of a yurik, ili kafay shade, he would do it with fear, like he's being forced at gunpoint. The yesh mefarshim megala tefach. So there's different, what does that mean, megala tefach or mechasa tefach? So the Mechaber is going to tell us a number of different pshatim in this. First pshat ish lo yimimarek eva b'shas tashrish kadei lamayat hanasi. He wouldn't move himself more than he had to in order to reduce the hanah that he had from this. It would appear that he wasn't a willing participant. He was only doing this because he had to. The yesh mefarshim shemegala tefach shevi isha klima ach shemegala oitza l'tzarech tashmish ach shemechasa oitza. He would uncover her briefly for the tashmish, and he would then immediately cover up. He wouldn't extend the act. It would appear as if he got scared and he would leave immediately. That's how a short period of time. The yesh mefarshim, those who explained, megala tefach al hasina shaysa chageres, but he would uncover his wife's clothing, just a tefach, basically would leave her dressed, that even during tashmish she would be dressed. He would just uncover her briefly, and then he would immediately cover up. Says the Mechaber that all these pshatim are correct, and a bal nefesh, okay, very high madrega to be a bal nefesh, should keep all of these. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this, and then we'll discuss or drop more. Mekatzayim, I'm going to borrow Masha Kosov as a Betzarech, Kosva Toysis, B'shem HaMedrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Soyna HaMishamish Arab. The Toysis brings down that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not like those who are Mishamish when they are undressed, but Dafka Arab Mamish, only if they are completely undressed. Mishum de Yeshle La'adam Liyasua, Abel Im Hui Mechasa Atzmi L'mayla, but if he's under a cover, that is not a requirement. Now, like I said, there's a very extreme madrega to be able to get to. That being said, actually is brought down that on the contrary, there are those who bring down, even Alpi Kabbalah, that the is supposed to be kirev basa, that the husband and wife are supposed to be undressed. Again, like I said, speak to your, if you feel it necessary to asked, and you should speak to your local Mayra on it, but this, that the husband and wife should be dressed during the tashmish, is not so push it, and I don't think we should jump to that without your proper research. Says the Mechaber Siftes, loy isapi ima bedvarim she'enim inyane tashmish. During the tashmish, you should not be having conversations that are unrelated to the tashmish. Loy b'shas tashmish, not during it, but like kodem l'chein, not immediately beforehand. Sheloy yitadai to be shacheres. Once you start talking about other things, it's more likely that your mind is going to wander and think about another woman. V'im sipi ima v'shimesh, if during the tashmish, you are having conversation. Omer, Olav, on that, the Pasuk says, Magid la'odah masecha, when a person after 120 is going to come up, they're going to tell him what he discussed. Afila sicha shemein odam le'ishtem, agidim le'bashas adin. When it comes to the din, they're going to repeat to you the conversations that you had that were not had in the right time. So let's see, what does this really mean? She'enam, im ha'yu le'kas ima, if he had anger with his wife, mutla sapi matchila kol divri ritzik de'le'baisa, then you have, like we said earlier, that having tashmish while you're angry at each other is very inappropriate, and that potentially can chas v'shalom create unhealthy children. And therefore, of course, if there was a disagreement, then before the tashmish, you have that is considered a chelik of the tashmish, is apologizing and making up with your spouse. That you shouldn't have conversations beforehand, even if it has to do with the tashmish. Even if it has to do with the tashmish, going to ish mechumam. If he's a very heated person, if the person is at a place that if he's going to have conversation, potentially he's going to have zera levatala. Of course, you shouldn't spend the time at the conversation. Once again, on this, it's also not so pashut. What is considered sipur during tashmish? Of course, to have a conversation about something completely unrelated is not proper. But it is brought down that you're supposed to speak to your wife, to your spouse, things that are create ahava amongst the right. We said that the tashmish should be done ahava, and things that make her want to have the tashmish. So there are definitely things that those are considered things that are benegeya to the tashmish. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Yud. So this we already said. Chab is telling us again. The Mishabura told us, we had it earlier, as we said, that a husband and wife should not have tashmish at a time that they're angry at each other, not just when we weren't just talking about a case where somebody hates his wife and he wants to divorce us, and of course there's not supposed to be any relationships between the husband and the wife, but even if they had a momentary disagreement and one of them is angry at each other, there is a bad time to have tashmish. It can chas v'shalom create children that have issues, and even if the wife is pregnant or the wife is already older, and it's not shy to have children from this, as we said, there are still neshamas that are created from that tashmish, and therefore you should not have tashmish while you're angry at each other. As we said in the Mishabura earlier, you definitely can have conversation with your spouse in order to be mafias her, that she shouldn't be angry at her, or that you shouldn't be angry at you, or you shouldn't be angry at her. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Aleph. This also is a very negated halacha, but it's something that each person has to really understand what the right thing to do is or not. Also, l'shamish l'araneh afa b'shamafa b'talisa. So the Mechaber tells us that you should not have the Ar HaNer, that candles, not electric. You should not have tashmish to the Ar HaNer, even if you are going to cover yourself and darken yourself by covering yourself with a blanket or some sort of bag. It says there, if between you and the candle there's a mechitza of 10, even though some of the light comes through, it's a mechitza, but it's a thin blank, it's a thin sheet, so therefore the light comes through, then it is shari, then it is muta. If you put a keli over in there, whether you can make such a mechitza on Shabbos, we already said this before. We're going to discuss the halachas of making mechitza or not when we get over there. Also, l'shamish b'yoyim elim kenu beis afel. You're not supposed to do shemish by day unless it's a dark room. Says the Rama, but Talmud Chacham mafat v'alisa v'shari. Now the Talmud Chacham could do it by day if that's the only time that they have available. However, what's the reason? What's the difference between Talmud Chacham and that? So that they discuss, because it's more likely for a person to have we just learned that you're not supposed to look at Isa Makkim. That if it's during the day, it's more likely they'll be able to see Isa Makkim. A Talmud Chacham are less concerned about it, so as long as they cover themselves with a blanket, it would be permissible. So we see that there is, it's not so pashut, what is it really with regards when it comes to light, also during the day. If somebody is going to have shemesh during the day, of course, like we learned earlier, has to be in a makkim that is private. Nobody's going to walk in on you, and nobody's even going to hear, because that, once again, would not be an oifen of tznius. Let's just start the Mishabura. We'll probably have to finish it up tomorrow. Says the Mishabura, even a little bit of light, it's inside the tube that the candle would lie in. It's like a lantern. If the light of the moon, that the light of the moon is shining directly on them. Even though the house is lit up. So we see that this concept doesn't have to be pitch black. Still, you should cover up with a blanket, which we already said that is the appropriate way anyway. So here's an interesting halacha, that if, let's say, a person is outside, if you're outside in an area that does not have a roof, even if there's a wall around you, so you're somewhere that you have a private backyard and it's surrounded by walls, so nobody can see you, there's no buildings, or there's no reason anybody can see you, so there is privacy. If you were out in the open, of course you're not allowed to have tashmish. But still, if the moon is lighting you up, then it's the same idea as having that, even if it's not directly on you, unless, once again, you are covered. We said that if you make a mechitza, once again, he's telling us, we said earlier on, that this rule that a mechitza can help is only if the mechitza is not a mechitza that's flapping around in the wind, because otherwise it's not considered a mechitza. One more mishabura. Apa bishara and then nira vu adinim or nira lamailam a mechitza shari. Even if above the mechitza the light is coming through, that is muta. Kimich mechitza gemura. Since there's a mechitza blocking between you and the light. Lachozad afke kshamafa b'talisa. But lafach aser. This is of course you're covering up. Nemacha shachei the molar loyadav mibayim. That if you're completely uncovered and completely undressed, then it would not help that you are that the mechitza between you and the light. V'yesh mechirim afila al yedei zeh al yedei afilas tala kemish b'chal makom ar nira v'yisechein the doze machmer that it should be very dark. Okay, we'll stop over here, and in Yetz Hashem, we will continue with the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow.